Sarah Hamilton, and I am 45.
What kind of student were you in high school? Were you a jock? Were you a nerd? Were you a straight A student?
I was definitely on the nerd side. I wouldn't say I didn't get straight A's, but I did get good grades. I went to three different high schools, and I never went 2 years in a row to the same one because when I was a junior in high school, I got to be a Senate page. So I did that for a year.
Wait, you lost me. What does that have to do with going to different high schools?
Because you went to a special high school just for pages.
Oh.
So we worked there. So we lived in a dorm right off Capitol Hill. And we would get up. And there were only like on, so the House side had more people. But on the Senate side, it was like 20 kids. It wasn't that big a group. But we would get up and we would go to school from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And we only had four classes and it was just us. Like that was the school. We had four teachers. And then we would go and work on the Senate floor. Because they usually didn't like officially start till later anyway. So and we would work and if we had to work like past a certain time, then we wouldn't have school the next day. But anyway, so we moved when I was 15. So after my freshman year, we moved from Oregon to Virginia. And then my sophomore year, I went to high school in Virginia. And then my junior year, I was a Senate page. And then I went back to the sophomore year school for my senior year.
Was that the, what'd you call it? Was the, what's the Senate program called? Say it one more time.
Senate page.
Senate page. Was that a good program? Was it a good experience for
you? Oh, yeah.
You liked it?
It was. It was amazing. I mean, so if you ever watch C-SPAN and they're showing the Senate floor, so they're showing the big, you know, dais in the middle, and then you'll see these, like, kids in blue suits, like, sitting around the edge. Those are the pages. So you run errands. You take messages. We used to, like, if they were debating a bill and they were giving amendments, so we'd have to go get the copy of the amendment and take it to the clerk to be registered and then go make copies and distribute them around.
So you're a gopher, essentially?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What's the most trouble you ever got into as a kid?
I never got in trouble.
You were perfect?
I really didn't get in trouble. I was very much like, I wanted to be the good girl. So, no, I did not get in trouble. And I didn't do anything bad until I went to college.
I'm with you. I was kind of a nerdy kid. I didn't get in a whole lot of trouble as a kid.
So the worst thing I did, I got my ears double pierced because I lied and said I was 18. And I smoked cigarettes.
Okay. How old were you?
When I was 16.
Yeah, see, okay, that's not that big deal.
Yeah.
Has Mariah done anything crazy? Any stories worth telling?
So the story I'll tell on Mariah. So when she was in like second grade, we get this call from the school and they're like, well, we have to tell you your daughter got in trouble and she's going to be having a punishment. And I'm like, well, what happened? So apparently she got mad about something, but somehow managed to recruit these other kids to be her, like, little hit squad, and she was sending them after other kids.
Oh, in second grade?
Yes! And so, they're like, well, and we have a no tolerance. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Like, I'm not gonna argue with this. She's in trouble.
That's rather Machiavellian for a second grader.
It was! I was like, oh my gosh, Mariah. So, they made her, instead of just playing at recess, she had to put on the orange vest and go all around the school and pick up litter. She was so mad. And I'm like, well, that's what you get.
That sounds like a good punishment.
That's what you get.
What was your favorite memory of your parents as a kid? Did you have like a family tradition or a favorite meal? Or what do you look back on fondly?
We had my mom threw the most amazing kids' birthday parties. We always had the best birthday parties of all of our little friends. My mom would do, and she would do, my mom is just so good at everything. It's really annoying. But so she would make like the cake, but it would be like she made this whole clown cake. It's like what you would see now on TV that people are making all these
So she
crazy.
just took everything to 11.
Yes,
Okay.
yes. And there, but and then the kicker, because she is a Christensen, she told me later, she's like, "Oh yeah, and my budget for your guys' parties was always $10." I'm like, "You did all of that for $10? Yeah, including the cake." I'm like, "Mom, you're
Yeah,
ridiculous."
right. Do you have a memory of a favorite family vacation that you took?
Yeah, my parents took us on a lot of fun vacations. Probably the one that I would say is maybe my favorite, we went back to several times. So we used to go stay in these cabins at this place called Twin Lakes in Central Oregon, and we would stay in a cabin for like a week, and we would swim. It was a little lake with like no motors on it. So you could just canoe or swim, or we had inflatable rafts. We would just swim and swim and swim. We would take our bikes and go trail riding on our mountain bikes. And then we would go and catch crawdads at night. And we just loved it. We went probably 4 or 5 years before we moved away from Oregon. So yeah, Twin Lakes was good.
What was your first job after high school? What was your first real job,
My
like not
first.
fast food or whatever?
My first real job, well, so, I mean, we got paid to work at the Senate, and I went back the year I graduated high school. I went and like supervised them over the summer, the pages over the summer.
Do you
So I
remember
got paid for that.
how much did you make as a page? Do you remember?
When I was a page, I think we got $300 a month because that was after, like, technically we paid for our room and board. Because they fed us and stuff, and then you netted like $300. So
But as a 16-year-old, or
yeah,
whatever,
it wasn't bad.
that's not bad.
Wasn't bad.
So you have two sisters, and
Yeah.
your mom obviously has five siblings. Did that make you want to have a big family? I mean, you only have one kid. Was there ever any discussion of having a big family?
I always, Mark and I kind of joke. So, for one thing, he's so much older than me. Like, we don't have time to have a bunch
You
of
didn't, you're
kids.
right.
Because, he was good with being a dad at 50. But, 60 plus, it was getting, and we always joke now because we had Mariah, and then he ended up needing two knee replacements. So I always say, like, those two knee replacements, that's our second kid. Like,
Yeah.
that's what we were doing when we would have had another kid. Plus,
Did you ever have a discussion about having a second one? Was it ever on the radar?
not really.
Yeah,
I
okay.
really, really, really hated being pregnant. I hated it.
Yeah.
And it just, I mean, it wasn't like we decided not to, but again, it was kind of like the time we could have done it. We were just dealing with other stuff.
Yeah,
Like,
sure.
yeah. So we were one and done.
Who's your parents' favorite child?
I mean, I'm not. I don't really think they do have a favorite child. They have. Like, each of them, there's one of us who maybe has more interests that are aligned with things they like. They really don't think they have a favorite.
Whose interests align?
Well, so like Laura and my mom, I think they just have very similar brains. Like they think a lot the same way, and they're always good at like English, spelling, languages. And then my dad and I are more like science, and like neither one of us can spell at all. Same with Lizzie's kind of like that too. So we joke and call my mom and Laura the spelling Nazis
Yeah.
because they can spell and the rest of us can't. But, like I, but no, they just didn't. I don't think they have a favorite. I really don't.
Do you have a favorite child?
I do.
Do you?
I do.
Do you want to think about who it is?
Yeah, I do have to think
Okay.
about
Let's
it.
leave the mystery.
Okay.
Where'd you meet your significant other?
I met Mark in Flagstaff. So he had just moved to town And he met my boss at the time, who owned this little firm. And we used to go out all the time. And so he started coming and hanging out with us. And then one night they were at the bar and he kept asking them where I was. And I had actually had a bad gallbladder attack and had been to the hospital. And so I wasn't feeling that good. I wasn't going out drinking. And he wouldn't stop asking. And they were like, well, we didn't want to tell him all your business. But finally we had to say, like, look, dude, she was just in the hospital yesterday. She's not coming. And they told me at work the next day, they're like, oh, my God, that Mark guy's obsessed with you. So.
And the rest is history?
The rest is history, yep.
Okay. Were you into him as much as he was into you? Or did it take a little, you have to warm up to him?
It didn't take very long.
Okay.
It didn't take very long.
You know, if there's anything I'm taking away from these interviews, I'm finding that most of these significant other introductions, the thread that runs through all of them is just persistence.
Oh.
Not necessarily like romance, it's more just persistence. What was your college experience like? Where did you go?
I went to William & Mary. I had a really hard first year.
Where's William & Mary? I don't know where that is.
Oh, so William & Mary is in Williamsburg, Virginia.
Virginia, okay.
So it's the second oldest, the only Harvard is older than William & Mary. So it's been around for a long time.
And you went for 4 years?
I did, but I had a really hard time the first year, so then I did not go back. I lived at home and worked for a year, and then I decided, no, I really wanted to be in college. So then I went back and went for 3 more years.
And what did you get your degree in?
Geology. I studied geology. So that was part of when I went back. I'd always liked science stuff. I'd taken a variety of science classes, but I took a geology class when I went back, and I loved it. And it was so fun. And it was a really small department there. Like, I think when I graduated in my year, there might have been maybe 10 people that graduated in that major. So it was really more like everybody knew each other. We were all in the same classes. We would do field work together. We'd go on all these cool trips. I really love studying geology. And I went to graduate school for it. That's what got me to Flagstaff. But I really didn't like academia. Like, I loved geology, but then I just this isn't what I want to do for my whole life. And I just happened to, first I worked at this little firm. We did like PR and stuff. It wasn't really a good fit. But then I got this job at the hospital and I really liked it. And so then I've stayed in healthcare administration since then.
So it was just kind of coincidence that you got your job at the hospital? I mean, you weren't looking to get out of geology. You just got another job.
Well, no, I had left the pro. Like, it was a thing where I did 2 years. I did all the classwork. I had a 4-point. But then all that was left was to do my thesis, and I just couldn't do it. Like, I just hated it. I hated every minute of it.
But you still
could have,
you still could have got a job in some sort of geological field, right?
I could have.
But you were bored of it by then, or you were just looking for something else?
I think I just need to get out of it.
Okay.
I don't know. I just needed to get a job. Like, I just needed to work.
You needed to be an adult?
Yeah.
Pay the bills? Unfortunately, yeah. That's a
thing. And there was some of, too, like, I just needed to... It took me a long time to feel like it was okay to leave that program and not do it. But then when I did, I felt a lot better.
What was the worst thing you ever did to one of your siblings or vice versa? Did you ever play any pranks on them? Did you ever get them in trouble? Because I know we heard a couple stories of you, narking on Liz, right?
Yes.
Is there anything on there that you think is worth retelling?
Yeah. Can I tell you two?
Absolutely.
I got you.
You can tell me as many as you want.
All right. So the narking on Elizabeth was, she was 15. My parents went to France and left her. Laura and I were in college. She was supposed to be staying with a friend of hers' family that lived down the street. But my parents had, you know, they left her a key to the house. They said, if you guys want to go over there, do homework, whatever. And they brought over boys, they drank the beer in the fridge, they were driving my dad's car, Jeep around. But I came home because it was my spring break. So I came home, and as I drive up, these two boys go like running out the front door. So I go up and I'm like, what is going on?
So she didn't know you were coming home.
Well, she knew I was supposed to come home, but I think maybe she didn't know when I was coming something. And so I go up and I'm like, well, what is going on? And then she told me the rest. The only thing I caught her doing was having two boys over there. So she told me the rest. And then when she told me, I was like, Elizabeth, I called Laura because I didn't know what to do. And then Laura said, no, she's got to. And so Laura and I told her that if she didn't fess up, we were going to tell. So I didn't tell. I just told her that I would tell if she didn't tell on herself.
Fair enough.
And then the second story is when we first moved to Virginia, my mom and dad, they worked just crazy hours, and then there was all this traffic, so they wouldn't be home until like 7 o'clock at night. So we'd get home from school, and I mean, I was in high school, so it wasn't like they were, you know, Lizzie, I think, was in 5th or 6th grade. And I'd like start dinner, we'd have chores to do or whatever, but we were alone for the, you know, between 4 and 7. And Laura could just push Elizabeth's button. She still can. Just absolutely send her off a cliff. So she did something to her that made her mad. And it ended up with one of them had like a paring knife and the other one had this like plastic belt and they were like fighting each other.
Wow.
And I'm trying to split them up. No one got hurt. Like there was no actual like stabbings or anything. But they were
a near stabbing, maybe.
Listen, somebody had a knife in their hand.
Okay.
And I was trying to like split them up and just losing my mind. Like I got real upset, so I'm like calling my mom, like crying, like yeah. So I always tease them about the knife and belt incident.
So that leads to a good question. So of the three of you,
yeah.
Who fought with who the most?
I mean, we all thought we were sisters, but Laura and Elizabeth, I think, fought the most.
You think there's
Lizzie has a temper, and especially we used to joke, too, like when you had to make sure she got a snack when she got home from school, because Lizzie with low blood sugar is a demon. And so we'd be like, you know, practically cornering her and tossing graham crackers, like, just eat something. And Laura can just really get under her skin. I mean, Laura can get under anybody's skin, but Laura can really get under Elizabeth's skin. So the worst fights are probably between them, but we all fought. I mean, we were sisters. There's only 4.5 years between all of us.
Yeah.
We fought.
That's all the questions I have. Are there any other stories or any question I didn't ask you think is worth telling?
I mean, there's more, but that's good for now.
Okay. Well, the last half question I have is there someone here who has an interesting story that you think I should ask so that we can get it officially down?
Let's see. Oh, there's got to be something.
Maybe a rumor you heard and you want to see if it's really true or... For what it's worth, most of the suggestions I had were about Uncle John and all the trouble he used to get into. Make sure you ask him about this. Make sure you ask him about this. If you don't have anything, that's fine. I don't want to put you on the spot.
I can't think of one. I know there should be one, but I can't think of one.
Well, if you think of something, let me know and we'll do it. Thank you for sitting down.
Cool. This is a good idea.